How come I'm speaking now? Wait till tonight. Wait till to speak before slichas. What's burnt there? What are you burning at that you have to get? You've got something in your stomach. You got to get it out. And I was masbir that if we'll have one mincha that might be a bit better in the zman of aseres imei tshuva, if one bacher will daven a bit better with Shemona Esra, if one bacher will have some aseres tshuva of walking in for 15 minutes, second seder, or even showing up for Mariv, or even showing up for slichas, shen gevein kedai. They call these days in the Svarim the golden attack. Golden attack means the golden days. Golden attack. They're known as golden attack. There are days that every minute is worth millions. And I want to be masbir what it means, golden attack. During Elul, Chazal tell us ani ledoidi v'doidi li. What's ani ledoidi v'doidi li mean? I am for the Ribbono Shloilem. Doidi yorad lagan. Doidi, the Ribbono Shloilem is a lashon from love to the Ribbono Shloilem. V'doidi li, and the Ribbono Shloilem is back to me. During Elul, we have to make the move. We have to move to get closer to the Ribbono Shloilem. Comes Rosh Hashanah. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Ribbono Shloilem says, you can stop there. There's no Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Dursha Hashem B'Yimotzoi, go and find, seek the Ribbono Shloilem B'Yimotzoi when he is found. Koru B'Yoisi Korov, call him when he's close to you. Korov means, the Ribbono Shloilem says, I come down to you. I'm not standing right next to you. Just have to speak to me, that's all. I'll let you into my inner chambers. During the whole year, we have a mechitza between ourselves and the Ribbono Shloilem. We can't even say HaMelech HaKodesh, we say HaKel HaKodesh. Because our averus have caused a mechitza between us and the Ribbono Shloilem. We don't feel it, we're not connected to the Ribbono Shloilem. There's a certain mechitza, there's a certain distance between us and the Ribbono Shloilem. By Rosh Hashanah, says the Ribbono Shloilem, you can start calling me HaMelech. All the mechitzas come down. All the chitzes come down. You can walk straight into the inner chambers by the Ribbono Shloilem. Koru'u b'yoseh korov. There's no ani l'doidi. You don't even have to go out your way. Davening, just speak to me. I'm here. Anything you want, I'll give it to you. But mitzad sheni, it's probably the most dangerous time of the year as well. The most dangerous time of the year. Because it's such an important time, and it's a time where the melech comes down and says, Koru b'yoseh korov, call me when I'm so close to you. There's no mechitzas, the averes don't get in the way. All you have to do is look for me and you'll find me. Mitzad sheni, because we're so close, it's so dangerous. I'll bring you down to Gemara. The Bitzel Petterbeker says a Meridika Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma. Rav, the story with Rav. Havelei Milza Bahade Inish. Rav Havelei Milza Bahu Tivcha. Rav had. He had a few strong words backwards and forwards with this butcher. It's a butcher. Lo osu lekami. He didn't come and ask him mechila. B'male yoyme di kippurim on erev yom kippur. Oma, Rav said, iu ezel anol lefiyusele. I'll go and be mefaisen. Let me walk past him and let's see if he'll ask me mechila. Poga be Rav Huna. Rav Huna met him. Where is Rav? Where is the Rebbe going? To try and be Mephias, appease, come to terms with Yena, with the Yena butcher, and we'll make up. Let him ask me Mechila. Oma. So Rav Huna said to him, Ezel Abba Lemiktel Nafshi? are you going to go and kill this butcher? This is what Rav Huna said to him. Ozal, the komi lavi. He got up, and Rav started walking towards the butcher. Have a Yosef a kopoli reisha. He was there. He was sitting there. The butcher, the kopoli reisha. He was banging away at the head of an animal. Dol einai. He lifted up his eyes. The chazia, and he saw Rav standing there. Omele abat. Ooh, the Rebbe is do. Zil, go away. Lesle milze bahadoch. I've got nothing to do with you. Bahade the kopoli reisha, says the Gemara, while he was chopping the head of the animal, ishtamet garma, a bone jumped out, umachye bukuya bakotle. It got stuck in his throat, in his neck, bakotle, and he died on the spot. So, interesting Gemara. There's a few caches over here. First of all, what's Rav going to appease the butcher Erev Yom Kippur? What's Hepus? Let him come to him. Let the butcher come to Rav. That's number one question. Number two question is, what's this Hanhoga? Let me walk past him and let me speak, let him see me, and then let him ask me Mechila. What's Hanhoga? Where does this Hanhoga come from? The Mefarshim say, Bitzel Petterbeger says, the Pashut Pshat is Azoi. Rav understood that we have to go Lefi, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam runs his world. We've got to go like the middas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, a whole year, there's a mechitza. Sometimes it's hard to ask mechila. Sometimes you don't feel it. Sometimes you don't feel you did something wrong. So okay, so you didn't ask mechila. No, so you didn't do tshuva. It's one avera. But then on Ba'aseres he made tshuva, there's a stronger point. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes into town. He stands right next to you. He's trying to be meramis to you, to give you a signal. Do tshuva, ask mechila. That's karu b'yosekarov, call me when I'm so close to you. The mechitzas are down. Ask for mechila. When you don't ask for mechila, that's dangerous. Rav went along and said, oh, hadbeg b'midoysa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's cleave into the hadrochim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A whole year round, he didn't ask me mechila, okay. He doesn't feel connected, he has a taina on me. But let me walk past this store on Erev Yom Kippur. Let me walk past this store, let me show that I want to come to terms with him, I'm ready to walk past this store. He could have asked me mechila, everything would have been great. He turned around and he said, get out of here. Lech. Go. Oh, Chayev Misa. Mitzad Echot. That seriously made tshuva on days when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, the Yosef Korov, I'm close to you. You can ask for anything. You can do anything. You can save yourself. It's worth millions. Every day, every minute. Mitzad Sheni, when you turn around and you say, go. I'm not interested. It doesn't really interest me. Let's just get over Yom Kippur and we'll have a great time. Or even during that Sesame Tshuva. I always think to myself, comes to Shema Yisrael by a Ne'ila. Everybody, go through Gantz Klal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, everybody's screaming Hashem Ulekim. And for that minute, we mean it. There's a minute of Hisayrus of Tshuva that minute. Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemaim. Now you come. Now you come by Psach Lon Usha Be'ez Ne'ila Shah, when I'm closing the gates. Now you turn up and start being Mekabel El Malchus Shemaim. Where were you for 10 days? There was 10 days of Shachris where you could have had Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemaim Bezman. Now you come. And Krishma Bezman is nothing for the last 10 days. And the Tfilah B'Tzibur was nothing. And a Bittul Torah is garnished. Now you start screaming Hashem Ulekim. Too bad, too late. Lech, you told me for 10 days, get out of my way. You're in my way. Now you come, Chayev Misa. Mitzad Echot, They're the best days of the year. I always say, and I'm sorry to embarrass anybody, but the phenomenon in this yeshiva, that the mashkiach of this yeshiva, everybody wants to speak to. Everybody wants to speak to. He's called Yonah Pollack. And everybody's dying to make an appointment by him. And anybody with any emotional or whatever problem is dying to get into him. And Efashtate, he understands and he gets into your soul and he gets into it and he speaks my language. I turned around to myself and I said to myself, are these guys nuts? You're in a Pollack? You got a seriously made shuva, you got 10 days when you can speak to the Ribbono Shleilam himself. He doesn't even charge by the hour, 125. And you can tell him anything that's on your heart. And he's willing to help you. And we just throw it away. No, I'd rather speak to Yonah. Get me an appointment. Idiot! The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Karubi Yosef Korov, here I am. Just speak to me, I'll take care of any problem you have. And what do? Throw it away. Throw it away. Rabbeinu Yonah, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah in Shah Sheni, Rabbeinu Yonah talks in Shah Sheni in Yud Dalet, Haderech HaChamishi, Rabbeinu Yonah talks about six drachim that will give a person to be choyzeh b'tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah uses the lashon of to remember. Lizkoir es Ribbono, to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki tizkoi es boirecho, when you'll remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hoi lecha zichroi lemeshiv nefesh, and remembering the Ribbono Shel Olam will be for you a comfort to your soul from the darkei todlish gusha offer, from this piece of earth that your neshama is surrounded by, that you're being pulled to the other side. Just remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Orcha Sadika Mamayru Dikavot, the whole world is based on memory. Everything's based on memory. If I didn't remember, I wouldn't know what to do next. I wouldn't know who I owe money to. I wouldn't know who I have to pay. I wouldn't know I have to be on time for this. I wouldn't know anything. Zikaron, and you see in life, the minute a person forgets, loses his memory, there's nobody home to talk to, put him away in a home, noch ege via behema, doesn't remember, doesn't know which day, what day, when he's coming, when he's going. Zikaron is everything. Says the Orcha Tzadikim, Haschira hi maila el yoyna. Just to remember is the highest maila. Vehi kli shemachzekes kol ha-mitzvos v'ha-Torah. That is the keli. That is the vessel that will keep you keeping all the mitzvahs and all the Torah. I'm not going to go into it and explain it in Ganzen. Oba, a seriously made tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is one of the ways to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam, and automatically, once you start remembering there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll start doing tshuva automatically. You just have to remember. Ba'derech ha'chamishi ba'seriously made tshuva, ha'yorez dvar Hashem. Somebody who has a bit of Yerushamayim, Liboy Yochel Bekirboy, his heart will be failing, he'll be scared, tittering. But Daitoig, when he knows, Kichol Maisot Besefer Nichtovim, everything is written down. Ube Esahi, on this point, at this time, Olekim Yovi Bamishpot, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bring to Mishpot, as Kol Maisa, all your Maisim, Al Kol Nelem, anything that's hidden, Bein Toiv, Bein Ro, whether it's good or bad. Ki ha'odom nidim b'Rosh Hashanah, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, u'gzadino sheloi, and the gzadin is nechtam, is sealed on Yom Kippur. U'be'eis ha'sheyida ha'odom ki yaviyeh dina lefnei melech bosav adom, when a person will know that b'shas maisa, when you're having a judgment, and to shayla whether you're going to sit for 20 years, 30 years, halo yechrat charoda gadoila, a person is going to be scared. The Yosh is Eitzes Benafsha, and he's going to look for all different types of ideas and advice. He's not going to be busy with all mundane things. He's not going to be worried about shtuyot, other things. He's totally focused on making sure that he gets through this mishpat. He brings in the best lawyers. He's not going to take care of his gardens. He's not going to take care of his vineyards. Says Rabbeinu Yoyner, Lochin man noyalu hayetzin lepolam adosim adeorov. How stupid can people be that during a service made tshuva, they go around like it's a regular day? On these yomim noyroim, these fearful days, you may adin v'amishpot, and they don't even know what the mishpot's going to be. V'roi l'chol yeireh lekim, and anybody has a bit of Yerushalayim, l'mayit ba'asokov, you got to cut down on doing other things. And you've got to have all your machshava has to be rak liyiras Hashem, and to be koveya time during day and night, lizboided b'chadorov, to put yourself away, close up in a room, and start looking into your maisim. Lakadim hashmuras, get up a bit earlier, ulis asik b'darki tshuva, and start thinking about darki tshuva. V'lishboich siach, and to cry your heart out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'laseis tefilo, v'rina, and to daven. Why? Because our eis rotzon utfila nishmas behem. Because now it's eis rotzon. The king came into town. This is the easiest time in the year. He's the best psychologist you could ever have. All you have to do is speak to him. No, nothing to be embarrassed about. And the Gemara, and he said, brings down a posh name, but Eis Rotson and Nisicho, when it's an Eis Rotson, I will answer you. Ubiyoim Yeshua Zalticho, I'm here to help you. And on that he says, Dirsha Hashem bi Motzei Karua bi Yesi Koroiv, it's a mitzvah's assay to do tshuva because Ribbono Shel Olam came into town. It's mitzad echot, we got the Ribbono Shel Olam coming into town, and it's the easiest time to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for anything we want. Mitzad sheni, when we don't utilize that time, there's a chiyuv misa. And it's very interesting, because if you take a look at the Rambam says, that everybody has chuyas and avainas, right? We heard about this the other day. So whoever has more averus, whoever has more mitzvahs, he's a tzaddik. Less averus, more averus, he's a rosha. Beinoinim, 50-50. So the Rambam then comes along and says that the Beinoyim have to wait till Yom Kippur. Mishanim Tzadik Nechtam L'chaim. Somebody has more schuyos, more mitzvahs, is Nechtam L'chaim. Mishanim Tzarosha, on Yerosh Hashanah, Nechtam L'misa. V'Beinoyim Tolem Ad Yom Kippurim, Im Oso Tshuva, Nechtam L'chaim. If he did tshuva, then he is signed for life. V'im Lav, Nechtam L'misa. L'chora, the Rambam should have said, Im Oso Mitzvahs. If he did another mitzvah, right? You're 50-50, and you don't know which way to go. So, you're Beinoini. A Rosh has got, a Tzaddik's got more mitzvahs. A Rosh has got more Averus. A Beinoini is 50-50, so he should have said, "Im awesome mitzvahs." If I did another two or three mitzvahs, oh, Nechtan the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, no. Im also tshuva. What's Epis? Epis tshuva, another mitzvah. The Teretz is that the Rambam says before that we don't know the value of each Avera and each mitzvah. There are mitzvahs that are shokel, that weigh connected a million Averas, and there's Averas that are connected a million mitzvahs. In Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we have to do tshuva on every Avera. But in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's a special halacha of Lifnei Hashem Titoru, that you've got to become pure to Yom Kippur, we've got to do tshuva. If we don't do tshuva, you can do a million one other mitzvahs. It doesn't help. If there's no tshuva, if there's no coming back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you miss the boat. Then the weights are not going to go. You're not going to have more mitzvahs than averus. You're going to have more averus than mitzvahs because you missed the point. The main halacha of the week is tshuva. Now, what does tshuva mean? Tshuva doesn't mean I'm going to do charot on every avera because we're going to do vaita averus. Tshuva means understanding and remembering that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in town and a Chachap Arayim. That's what tshuva means. Nobody expects us to be tzaddikim overnight. Nobody expects us that we're not going to do our averus after Yom Kippur. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows we are. Nobody's changing overnight. And you can have the best psychologist in town, you're not going to be changing overnight. It takes years of work to change. But when I remember there's a Rebbeinu Shlom and I behave differently because the king is in town, when I behave differently in the chamber of the Rebbeinu Shlom, when the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I take down all the mechitzas, and here I am, just ask me, and you tell him, go, gei gezunta hate, then the Shema Yisrael Bani'il is not going to help you. Then screaming Hashem Olekim is not going to help you. Because for the last 10 days you've been telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, Shema Yisrael means nothing. Let me just wear tefillin by mincha and it's good enough for you. Rosh Shiva mentions the first night Rosh Hashanah, for those who are awake, the story of the king of Morocco. And for those who missed it, I'll just go over very shortly. The king of Morocco gave the Bar Mitzvah Bocher 50,000 euro, which is $65,000 be'erach. And the father turned round to the king and said to the king, how are you giving me such a big check? Come on, you know, you want to give him a present, give him a present for his Bar Mitzvah, about 50,000 euro. And the king answered, I'm a king of Morocco, and a king pastach nicht, he can't give a smaller check. And I turned on this morning, I said to myself, that when can the king not give a check less than 50,000 when you know he's the king of Morocco? But if you didn't know he was the king, he could write out a check for $10 as well. It's when you know he's the king, then you can't pasnish for the king to give out a check. But when you're not mamlich the Rebbeinu Shlom, when we come to Yom Kippur and we start asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, write me out a check for who? It's pastachnish, you're a melech. A melech writes only out big checks. When was I a melech? I was in town and you didn't even recognize I was a melech. You looked at me and you said, gei gezunta hate, go. I don't even have to ask you mechila. I can carry on davening the way I daven. I can carry on running out during davening the way I run out during davening. I carry on spitting you in the face. That's a melech. I can carry on talking during chazos hashatz, a kaddish. That's a melech. Mitzad Echot, it's the golden ateg. It's the best days of the year. Best days of the year. And if you can't sit in the base of Medrash, then go to Kever Rochel and say Tehillim. If you can't sit in the base of Medrash, go to the Koisel. There's thousands of people going to the Koisel every night. Because it's Yimei HaRachamim. Whatever I ask for, the Rebbeinu Shlom will answer me. You can't sit a night Seder. It's not pshat we're acting differently to fake a rye that we don't eat. Pas palta. I always tina, there's no halach of pas palta days. Baruch Hashem, we don't live in those generations. But there's such a thing as Goyish music. There's such a thing as going to sleep with a schwarzer screaming down your ears, kill your mother. There's such a musik. Efshir during a seresi made shuva. So for the next 4 days, we won't listen to Goyish music. We won't be metamtem that neshama that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us, and we say every morning for those who are zeicha to say it, Elokai neshama shenasat to be tahoirahi. It's tahoi. Efshar, I don't have to go to town. Chas v'shalom, I don't get drunk during Aseret Metshuva. And what's with this taklus? And what's with the surah achil v'avchem achrei neichem? If you're already going out, go to the koisel. Go to a kever rochel. Has anybody been here bechlal to a kever rochel since they came? That's the shari tefillah where the mama rochel, she's mochen to daven for you, just knock on the door. Anybody think you can't sit a second Seder? Seder. So instead of killing Japanese all afternoon and all night, go to Kever Rochel and kill some of your makatrigim who are telling you, telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, zap him this year. How do we know how many times people got through a Rosh Hashanah. But the way they behaved between the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur was a spit in the face of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Rebbeinu Shalom turned around and said, no way, I'm being chosen the Gezar Din on Yom Kippur. A Rosh Hashanah we can all get through sometimes. But I say to me, Tshuva kills it all off. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is walking past the store, and he's walking up and down, and he says, I'm just asking, let them be Mephias me. Let them just speak to me. Let them just say hi to me. Let them just recognize, remember that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom in town. And when we don't do it, who knows? It's just that alone is what causes death. So by the tabach, it was the bone that went into his what's it called? Went into his neck. So by other people, it's a motorbike. By other people, it's an overdose. Who knows what? Read the writing on the wall. We're putting ourselves in sakona every day that we miss a davening and we miss a zman krishma. Every day we miss a davening with telling the Rebbeinu Shalom, lech, go. And if we don't take one seder seriously, we mamash, it's like a choyv kodesh, you just can't walk into those doors, into the base of medish. So seder, so okay, pick yourself up, go to the koisel, ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to give you siyata dishmaya. Guys are walking around with so much in them, and they don't know who to speak to and how to help themselves. You got a Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, just tell me what's wrong, I'll help you. Speak to me. Recognize me. 4 more days. Monday, Tuesday, you got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 more days that we can tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, you know what? I caught myself halfway. Whatever happened till now, forget it. There's an afternoon, there's a night, there's a slichus, there's a shacharis. What's so terrible if for 4 nights I go to bed at a normal time? What's so terrible if for 4 days I actually make a zman krishma with brochas bizman? And I tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, oh, I was mekabel ol malchus shamayim. What's so terrible if I do come in a second seder and I sit down for 15 minutes? Just to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, you know what? I'm machshiv the time. I'm machshiv that you are here. This is how much I can do for you. Show him something. Speak to him. Explain to him what's bothering you. Does anybody ever talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom? So nobody's telling you to walk around here talking to somebody as if you're not talking to anybody. But we managed to do it on the phone, and we have all these things stuck in our ear, and you suddenly see people walking on the street talking, and you... who they're talking to, and suddenly you chap that they have something in their ear. That we can do. Millions of Mishigoyim walking around Manhattan talking. Who are they talking to? And we can't do it. We can't even talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom in our private chambers. We can't even pick ourselves up and go to the Koisel or go to Kever Rochel. Veintzahoyz, cry out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Speak to him. So you can't say to him, and speak to him in English. Tell him what's bothering you. Ask him to help me. I want to make it this year. Give me another chance. I always tell him, why do you say Amelech HaKodesh? Amelech HaKodesh is the only time where you have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esra if you miss it. Why? Because if you don't know in the middle of Shemana Esra that you said HaMelech HaKodesh, you missed the point. Because that's what we're here for. HaMelech! And if you don't know that you said HaMelech, or you don't know if you didn't say HaMelech, you start again. When somebody says HaMelech and the king's inside, he doesn't have a sovik. Did I say it? Did I not say it? He knows he said it because he's there. This is where we're holding. It's a shas sakona. And that's why I had to speak now. Because every minute is worth millions. Every minute of the day that goes by, unless we get this Isairus, unless we wake up and we understand the Chayma HaDova over here, what's going on over here, what's going on around us, who knows that if just from our behavior alone during our Seisim Etshuva, is on Yom Kippur, we're gonna be nechtam l'misa. And I always say, misa doesn't mean you're gonna drop dead. Misa does not mean drop dead. Misa can mean quality of life. The same way as you sat in bed last year and you were half depressed, you'll have another year of it. And the same way as you'll work for like animals, for the summer and for Pesach and who knows when, and there's nothing to show for. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you ain't gonna have a brocha. There is no brocha. Take a look. Look back. Did I have brocha in what I did? Am I matzliach? Rabbi Yisai, those who have seichel, chaperayim. 4 more days we have till Yom HaKodesh. It's nothing terrible. It's no worse than working in Kedem for 3 weeks and working like a shvatz for 18 hours a day. There's no big deal walking around for 24/7 for the next 4 days, just remembering there's a melech in town. How come not everybody signed up yet on Lashon Hara, on Nivul Peh? How come not everybody in the yeshiva has actually signed up yet? What's pshat? What's the big deal taking an hour? Lech. That's what we're saying. We're telling the Rebbeinu Shalom, go. Don't need you. I'll work it out on my own. The Rebbeinu Shalom, no problem. Let's see how you look. How you work it out on your own. Use your seichel. And the Eibishter would help him. We should be zeicher to a gemar chasim teiva. I want to say one capital Tehillim together. Shirama lois mi mamakim krosicho adoinoi. Adoinoi shimo bekoili tiyeno oznecho kashuvois lekoil tachanunoi. Adoinoi shimo Adonai mi yamoi. Ki imcho aslicho l'man tivorei. Ki visi Adonai ki v'so nafshi v'lidvoroi hoicholti. Adonai mi shoymerim la boyke, shoymerim la boyke. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed, v'harbe imoy fedus. Yiftes Yisrael, mikoy lavoy noisov.